Welcome to News Video Clip. Today, former TV reality star and 34-time convicted felon Donald Trump proudly announced that he has kicked 5 million poor Americans off of food stamps. Now, let's watch this clip. He's going to lie and say he lifted them off. Watch.
Leadership, 5 million people have been lifted off of the food stamps. Think of that, under just in a short period of time, more Americans are working today, as I said, than ever before. And very importantly, 100% of the net new jobs under this administration have been created in the private sector, which is...
Okay, so it's always funny to hear Donald Trump talk about the private sector, especially since he bankrupted 6 casinos. He had to declare bankruptcy 6 times. Trump has been a massive failure in the private sector. And you also notice he's claiming he lifted those people off of food stamps by giving them jobs. And this pushes a tired old Republican lie that goes back to the days of Ronald Reagan. And the lie goes like this. People are on food stamps because they're poor and lazy and don't have jobs. And yet study after study has shown that most of the people who are on food stamps already have jobs. The reason they're on food stamps is because the jobs don't pay enough. Pay has not kept up with inflation. And guess who has voted against raising the minimum wage for 2 decades? Anyone? Anyone? Oh, it just happens to be Trump's party, the Republicans. They are the ones who have kept the pay down for poor people. They are the ones that like to cut aid to poor people, the same poor people they screwed over. So it's just disgusting. And by the way, I'm sure there are Trump voters out there who are going to get their food stamps cut. And I honestly feel badly for you. I hope we get a Democrat in office who restores those food stamps for poor people. All righty, we're going to move on to another scumbag former reality TV star. Now, his name is Spencer Pratt. And if you haven't heard of him, you may live outside Los Angeles or California. It's because he's running for mayor of Los Angeles. And Spencer Pratt is another private sector failure. He and his stupid wife, Heidi Montag, literally blew $10 million in 2012 because they believed the world was coming to an end at the end of 2012. Also, Spencer Pratt has claimed that he is not a Republican. The truth is he is a registered Republican. Now, during this interview with CNN, he was asked who his political role model is, and he said Jesus Christ. And then he went on to say that Jesus was a politician, which is a lie. Jesus Christ has never held a political office. Watch this clip.
Who is your political role model?
Jesus Christ.
Okay, I mean, that's what
he was a politician. He had to go in and...
Are there any...
So Jesus Christ, again, was not a politician. He never ran for political office. He never held political office. And I'll tell you this, if Spencer Pratt were a black Democrat and he was lying about Jesus, oh my God, the right-wing evangelical MAGA Christians would be raising hell. They would be wetting their panties, and we all know it. They would be crying from the rooftops. But since Spencer Pratt is a white Republican, he gets away with it. That's his little get out of lie free card. Alrighty, those are all the stories we have today. We do have links to all the stories below the video. We back up our stories. And we've actually had to remind people in the comments section that we do back up our stories, and we'll put links in the comments section too. whatever it takes, we back up our stories. Unlike the right-wing podcasters, Joe Rogan, Tim Pool, Benny Johnson, Jimmy Dore, those guys lie like hell, and they do not back up their stories. And in the coming weeks, I'm going to be showing clips of these losers, and we're going to debunk them. We're going to tear their claims to pieces. We're going to humiliate them right here on this channel. So you do not want to miss this. All righty. If you like this podcast, please like and subscribe. If you hate it, please subscribe. If you hate me, please subscribe. Just subscribe. All righty. We'll be back later with more stories.